Melbourne. Let's go straight to your calls this morning. This is what it's about. Let's go to Adrian in Cape Town. How's it, Adrian?
Hi, Kino. I wanted to call in just to touch on entrepreneurship and vendors.
Yes, sir.
We're a startup with a service that lets people travel around and operate almost like a digital ice cream truck by sending notifications to people's phones instead of playing music. So if you're a user, you get a notification on your phone when there's something to eat nearby. And if you like what's on offer, you can tap and a vendor will come directly to you.
That is so
cool. It kind of works just for technology, and there are people selling croissants, there's people selling co-sisters, they're going around on weekends and during the week. And it's really just taking location out of the equation and letting traders trade when they want, where they want, with whoever's signed up to get a notification.
So you basically, you go around various areas. You go, okay, we're in the area. Do you need something? It's all done via phone. We don't have that off-tune music that plays out of the speakers of an ice cream truck, which drives me dilly. Drives me dilly. What's the name of the business, by the way?
It's called Pushcart. And people can go to the website, pushcart.co.za today.
Love it.
You sign up with two messages through WhatsApp. You add your location. And then as soon as a vendor that's got the delivery side is in an area, they'll just send out a push notification to, you know, within a few hundred meters. And if you're close enough, you'll get a message, a link. You can see what's on offer, how much it is, what they're selling, and you can tap. They'll come straight to your door within minutes.
That is so cool. I love it. I want to actually do a longer chat with you guys. You know, when we talk about the micro enterprises doing some really innovative stuff, I think this is definitely something we need to be talking about in more detail. Maybe Monday we get you on to talk about this, and then
that would be fantastic.
Yeah, let's see how we can support you, man. Let's see how we can get other people to onboard. Is this WhatsApp integrated, or how does it work?
Yeah, so we're using WhatsApp to sign people up. You just send the word start to our WhatsApp line.
Mm.
And then it'll ask you for your location. It's a WhatsApp bot, so it's all automated. You add your location, and that's it. You can basically sit back, and now you can receive the messages from vendors. You can switch it off whenever you want. There's no costs associated.
That's so cool. I can choose which vendors I want, right? I don't have to now subscribe to a whole bunch of vendors. Can I go, I'm interested in ice cream, I'm interested in, I don't know, melted toast, cheese, and whatever. And those are the notifications that get pushed through, or do all vendors' notifications get pushed through to me?
At the moment, you'll get everyone coming through.
Okay.
But there aren't a lot of vendors on board because there aren't a lot of users on board. So
the feature is on the
roadmap, and it's coming soon. But for now, you'll get a notification maybe once a week. Maybe twice a week at most, because we're still just building it.
Because the irritation factor is obviously something that needs to be taken into account.
You can snooze it for 48 hours at any time, and with WhatsApp you can also silence the channel if you feel like it's too much. We've got a lot of controls in.
What are your guys' backgrounds? I mean, how many of you, by the way?
So it's myself and one other person. We're developers, and we started pre-COVID. Actually registered last year and started building it in January, to try and help people walking around business parks selling food. Instead of knocking on all the doors, they could just send a message into the business park and then visit offices. And with COVID, we've taken it out of the business parks, along with a lot of people moving out of business parks. And now we're across Cape Town. There's users all over. I mean, there's users from city center to northern suburbs, southern suburbs. And there's vendors now. We travel around every day. We've got our own people to pick up stock. But then there's vendors that operate independently. They can make what they want when they want and take it out and send notifications.
I tell you what, Adam, people like you, I like. That's what we need. I really, really dig it. So we'll get you up on Monday. We'll have a much deeper chat around pushcart.co.za. Okay?
That'd be wonderful.
Thanks for reaching out, man. Have you just always been a developer, or is this what you've been doing for most of your life? I'm now doing the interview. I'm just fascinated by you and by people like you who come up with these ideas.
Yeah, so I've been self-employed. I've been an entrepreneur since just out of college, which was a good 20 years ago.
Mm.
And I've had other ventures that I've tried and they haven't worked. I made a South African flag soap for the Soccer World Cup that we got into shops. So I'm really passionate about small business and entrepreneurship.
Great.
And we just want to break down the barriers and help people survive. And
let's see what we can do to help you, Eden. Thanks for calling in.
Wonderful.
Awesome stuff.
Thanks.
That's Eden. He is the co-founder of pushcart.co.za. Let's go to Denise in Turtle View. How are you doing, Denise?
Hi, I'm fine, thank you, Kina. How are you?
Always good, thanks for asking.
Good. I just wanted to tell you how the post office wastes money. You know, my daughter and I go for a daily walk through Flamingo Plain Table View, and they delivered the new telephone directories on Monday. They just chucked them at the end of people's driveways. Mm. And yesterday we went through the same area. I tell you, not half of those people have taken those directories in. They're just lying there. They're obviously not going to use them.
Now, we've taken, you know, one was thrown at our office in Bloberg. Someone, I was getting out the car, the guy almost hit me on my foot. They were just driving, and then they just chuck it. I'm like, what the heck is this?
Yeah.
It was one of the gangsters trying to get hold of me. But, no, I, you know, I took it in because, you know, the office is right across the road from the beach, and you don't want somehow someone to open that thing and the plastic finds itself into the in the ocean. And I took it in, but nobody uses the Yellow Pages, do you?
Well, I do because I'm very old and I'm old-fashioned, but I mean, I don't think most people don't use it anymore. But I mean, you know, they're just lying there and the people don't even pick them up.
It's ridiculous. But Denise, thanks for actually just jogging my memory on that one. Did you use the Yellow Pages? Joe, do you even know what the Yellow Pages is? He doesn't even know what the Yellow Pages is. It's a yellow book. They kill trees and they put a whole lot of business details in there. But I don't use the Yellow Pages. If I want to find something, I Google. And chances are most people are savvy and I can find whatever I'm looking for on Google. I type the name of the store. Google tells me what time they open, what time they close, what the number is, and I dial. So who actually uses the Yellow Pages? There's something we can talk about this morning as well. We'll be taking your thoughts and your calls. Your number's on 021-446-0567 and WhatsApp on 072-567-1567. This is Today. I'm Kino Cummies, and I'm with you all the way through until midday.
Cape Talk. The Open Line. Call 021-446-0567.
And a very good morning to you listening to Today on 567 Medium Wave Cape Talk. I am Kino Cummings, and we're wrapping up this open line with your calls. The number to dial 021-446-0567 and WhatsApp and 072-567-1567. Jeff in Weinberg, good morning.
Hi, Kino. Thanks for taking the call.
Pleasure, sir.
I'm just following up on the discussion yesterday about service at hospitals and particularly at Tigerberg. Yeah. And why I'm calling in urgently is because I took somebody to – I followed somebody. Somebody was admitted by ambulance last week to there, to Tigerberg. And because of the COVID conditions and everything, it's been very difficult to speak to someone there about her condition. And yesterday she was sent home without actually being examined by the dialysis unit. And I know from about 3 years ago when I went with her that she urgently needs dialysis and to get onto the kidney program. So yesterday I spoke to your call screener and he said he didn't guarantee anything, but he would try and get hold of Dr. Clutty of the Western Cape Health about this. So it's just a matter of not being able to get communication with people at the hospital. And
I'm going to ask, what I'll do is I'll ask Jeremy just to touch base with Tigerberg. And then what we'll do, there is Dr. Chirparelli who's there. And then maybe someone can contact you. But, you know, if it's people's health involved here, it's obviously a bit of a challenge. But Jeff, thank you for that. I mean, communications is a big problem with just about everybody, isn't it? Paul in Durbanville. Good morning, Paul.
Yeah, well, that's interesting to follow on. Hi, Kino.
Hi.
Regarding health in this country, let's talk mental health. Need to get the minister on and ask why the government has run out of the common mental health medicine as early as August. They've just quite simply run out.
What?
And that was as per Daily Maverick I read this morning. So psychiatric patients cannot get the most common used ones for depression and all those other things. They're not available.
Okay. So it's something we need to follow up on. We'll follow up on that. I'll ask Dr. Keith Kluter, the head of health in the Western Cape, to maybe get us an answer on that one.
Otherwise, we're going to have an epidemic on our hands.
This is true, sir. This is true. Thanks for letting us know about that, by the way. I read the Daily Maverick regularly. I obviously missed that one. So, but yeah, Paul, cool. We'll look into it, mate. Thanks very much.
Cheers.
That is Paul in Durbanville. More of your calls this morning. Remember, I like supporting micro enterprises. If you do things, if you make things that can benefit listeners, especially listeners with families, whether it's, you know, running a little micro enterprise where you've got a little B&B doing some stuff in the middle of some awesome place, share that with us. I'm on a Friday. I really want to help micro enterprises share what they have to offer. It was so cool hearing from Aidan at pushcart.co.za. So we'll do a proper interview with Aidan on Monday, as a matter of fact, as the entrepreneur that we'll be focusing on that particular day. This is Today. I'm Kino Cummies. I'm with you until midday.
Kino, read this allegations to do with the owners of Aquel Drinks, Equinazi Springs. I'm actually quite glad that Cape Talk is keeping a low profile on this. Was, I think, News 24. I certainly hope have done their homework on this, because judging by the response from the owners of Equinazi Springs and Aquel, they could be opening themselves up for serious legal action. I'm talking about News 24. So I certainly hope they've got done their homework and something comes of this, because never mind the business that they are losing and the retailers that very quickly took their stuff off the shelves. I think they got still got bad memories of what happened with Clicks and the EFF. But I certainly hope News 24 have done their homework on this, because this could really backfire on them if nothing is proven in court, Stephen.
Yeah, listen, the Aquel thing is still something we're going to be focusing on. You know, I'm not going to keep a low profile on someone because someone's going to sue us. I think we need to understand what the objective facts are and report those objective facts. I'm not scared of big business, to be honest with you. If they want to come and sue us, they can. But as long as we can back ourselves up with facts, that is the most important thing. First, Mohammed in Athlone. Hi.
Good afternoon. Morning, sir. Man, you know, something very traumatic happened to me. Now I can understand why there people fighting against these law enforcement officers. This morning I come from town, sir, and I dropped my wife. You see, I see in my area a CCT car standing in front of a barber. I go looing there. One of these law enforcement officers sitting in the chair and having a haircut, but that's not the end, sir. Man. I go home. I go fitness tablet. I come there. I take the video. I tell the barber guy, look here, I got a son, man. He needs a shave. He's a newborn baby. And then I tell the guy, I work for the city of Cape Town, man. Who can they work up all the city? They work, man. He actually cut out of the thingy and wrestled and pushed me around to get hold of the tablet. And when I told him, it's Klaarweg, now my friend, he stopped. When I drove away and came back, they gone. But I got the CCT number, 31776.
Okay.
These guys are sitting. Now we know why these people are doing this.
Enforcement officer on duty having a haircut, and then when he saw you filming him, he pushed you around. Okay, well, I'll report that directly to the executive director. So, Mohammed, sorry that that's happened.